Wednesday morning, ladies and gentlemen. Time now for trivia. It is the day before Thanksgiving. And Freddie, I want to give thanks to you, my friend.
Ah, thank you, Ron. You know, for over the years and the 18 years that we've been doing this, we both are very much in agreement that Thanksgiving is our favorite holiday because it's just simple and you spend it with people that you love and hopefully love you, and you stop and you count your blessings and think about all the good things and how you want to also to share them with people that you care about. It's a great holiday.
That's exactly what we're going to be doing tomorrow, spending time with our kids and just really low-key, having a big meal and just having a good time, and that's the best of times.
There's no question. Tell Zach and Cam and everybody I said howdy.
I will do it, man. Same to you and Karen and everybody else that you might be spending your time with. Happy Thanksgiving, and we appreciate it. It is a good time to stop and kind of smell the roses, although aren't too many roses around this time of the year.
Yep, and so, yeah, you gotta grab them. I mean, we can wallow and be upset about them. Try to find the positive.
Exactly.
Now, the question today, before the day of Thanksgiving, is a little bit of an odd one, given the fact that it's the day before. But here we go. We're doing U.S. presidents, and the question is, what former president was elected to head, be the president of the NRA in 1883? And a big hint, this former president, I would say, played quite a significant role in the American Civil War. Name the former Union general and former president who was elected to be the president of the NRA in 1883. And if you do such, you're going to get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, where you might drop by and maybe pick up a little cranberry sauce or something.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer to that question.
Start your day the right way with the award-winning Ron Stutz. He's been waking up Chapel Hill for over 40 years. Tune in weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
All you've got to do when you wake up in the morning is join us at 97.9 The Hill WCHL, and you will always know what's happening in our community. All your coronavirus information and everything else to get your day started. 97.9 The Hill. This is Ron Sutz. I'll see you on the radio. Freddie, I'm going to say I don't know a whole lot about the NRA or NRA history. I know a little bit about presidential history, but tell us the answer to that question. First of all, you might want to just repeat the whole question.
Sure. What former president was elected to head the NRA in 1883? And my hint was he played a significant role in the American Civil War. U.S. Grant, Ulysses S. Grant, and in a role that's largely symbolic, he was the first of nine presidents who were members at some time or the other of the NRA. And those nine presidents who belonged to the NRA, Grant, Teddy Roosevelt, William Howard Taft, Dwight David Eisenhower, a little bit of a surprise here, John F. Kennedy, Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and no surprise here, Trump. Eight of the nine have been Republicans. Grant remains the only one that served as president, and fortunately none of them uttered as Charlton Heston did one time, "You can take my rifle from me after you rip it from my dead, cold, clutching hands."
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving, Charlton.
And happy Thanksgiving, Freddie, on that bright note.
That's to all the hunters out there who maybe are searching for their own turkey, perhaps.
All right, buddy. Don't eat too much.
No. And, hey, enjoy being with your family, and happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
You too.